Back in June 2008, the BBC's David Amanor introduced us to several musicians from the West African nation of Ghana.
What will you be playing when you go into the audition?
Yeah, I like to play agbaja.
Which is a Volta region drum and dance?
Yeah, from there.
Give us a little taste.
Okay.
The men were attending an audition in the capital, Accra. They were vying for scholarships to the Berklee College of Music in Boston. Berklee has long had contacts with musicians in Ghana. One of the percussionists we didn't hear from that day was another extremely talented young drummer named Victor Doga. Doga ended up winning a scholarship to Berklee. He's been in Boston now for about 6 months. I caught up with him recently during one of his classes, a course on Brazilian percussion and rhythms, led by Berklee professor Mark Walker.
So this is the real final. Let's see if we can sound good for the radio, right?
For nearly 2 hours, Doga and his classmates take turns jamming with different percussion instruments. After class, the 25-year-old Doga sat down with Professor Walker and me to talk about the music he grew up with. It's called Ewe, which is also the name of one of the languages spoken in Ghana. Doga describes Ewe as music and language rolled into one.
We communicate with our drums, you know. That's how we play. Yeah, whatever we say, we make sure we play it on the drum.
So what are you going to play?
Yeah, I'm going to, let me see. I will sing a song and I will translate it on the drum.
Oh, we don't. If you want me to play a support part, just tell me what to play.
Yeah.
What do you need? Bells?
No. Yeah, bells.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Two?
Just one bell.
Okay.
Yeah. Made Virgi Yoga Nadondo. Made Virgi Yoga Nadondo. Onungwe Ilama Gwago Mado. Made Virgi Yoga Nadondo. Made Virgi Yoga Nadondo. Made Virgi Yoga Nadondo. Onungwe Ilama Gwago Mado. Made Virgi Yoga.
It's
a world music, indigenous music. That's why we play back home. Everywhere you go, you have to give thanks. You can be blessed. Anytime you play music, the old people will come and, you know, use money, put it in your forehead. And that means that's a good way they appreciate you. You are coming to be a good musician. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Doga was recognized as a good musician early on by his uncle, the late Ewe drumming master, Godwin Egbele. Egbele gave Doga his nickname, Danger Blue, or Blue for short, meaning he's so good, he's dangerous. Given his rich musical heritage, I wondered what Doga hopes to learn at Berklee.
When you go back to Africa now, we have a really great musician, but we lack a certain things. Like they can't read music or they can't compose their own music. We learn by ear. Yeah, so by doing so, we have great, great, great past musicians and they don't have any record down. So I said, no, I have to come to Berklee because Berklee is the best music school in the world. And I teach a lot of students who came to Berklee and they come to my house in Africa and I teach them. So, and they are really good students. So I said, no, I want to come here to fulfill my dream.
So students from Berkeley come and take lessons from you, or have taken lessons from you back in Ghana,
yeah.
And you wanted to know what they knew.
Yeah, and I can be able to read and write. Yeah, that's why I'm here.
I'd like to just get a little bit more music from you, if I could.
Okay. I'll play Fume Fume.
And what kind of song is this?
This one is a music for fishermen when they go to sea, and some drummers have to be at the shore and play music for them so that they can have enough energy to draw the net. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ghanaian musician and Berklee College of Music student Victor Doga ends today's show. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for tuning in.